One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
When we were just talking about the doctor with the surgery, like how it's ironic. Another one I see a lot too is people that do LASIK, like
but are blind
eye doctors,
but
they have glasses.
That is
A lot of doctors don't believe in LASIK. A lot of eye doctors don't believe in LASIK.
They won't get it themselves, yeah. Which I think is so weird.
I know. And if you think about it, it's like even if there's a 1% chance of stuff going bad, if that's your whole career, that's why I haven't gotten LASIK.
Looking back, I would not do it again.
Or maybe Heath, those doctors, they only trust themselves. So they're like, if I can't do it to myself, I'm not going to get it done at all. So I believe that too.
Could be.
Yeah. You know what? That is a possibility.
But yeah, it is weird that a lot of them are wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I like when my doctor, for whatever it is, like understands what I'm going through, what I want, what I need.
Did you see that video of, this was crazy, this video of a girl that she was at a doctor's office and she was, I think she fell or something. She was getting a scan because she was worried about her baby.
Okay.
And, the doctor's being such a piece of shit. This was like, I think it was like kind of late. So there wasn't a lot of offices open. So she had to go to this random doctor and the way he was treating her was insane. But it like went viral. None of you guys saw it.
No.
Did you guys see it? It was fucking wild. And she recorded the whole thing and posted it on TikTok. This guy was undermining everything she was going. She was like, sorry, I'm just freaking out about my baby. And he's like, just calm down. Jeez.
No way.
Like talking to her, like downing everything. But dude, it was so crazy. And he was an older dude. And watching that, you like, it's crazy that there's doctors out there like that, where like, just like really shitty doctors who shouldn't be like acting like
no
that.
No bedside
with, like,
manner.
It's a shout out to anyone in the medical world. Like the way you cannot have a bad day. I have my mood. You have your moods. We couldn't be doctors because it's like, God forbid we have a bad day. Like the world knows it. You know what I mean?
Am I going to die? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Hopefully.
You don't shut your trap.
Zane.
No, like.
Calm. Jeez.
I had a crazy. So I just had to get my physical.
Oh.
And it was. So you see them once a year. You have your like routine test that you do for guys. And. This is your time. This is your one time a year when you get to tell your primary about what's been going on the past year.
Uh-huh.
Like any issues you've been having, just any health concerns. And the guy's like, all right, so talk to me. What's going on? Anything like troubling you, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah, I told him about like my sleep issue and then some other things that have been happening. And he's like, slow down. One thing at a time. You can't just come in here once a year and start listing off these things. He goes, we'll tackle it one at a time.
Aww.
And I was like,
did that make you happy or did you feel like...
Like he completely shut down everything else that I've been feeling and going through to be like, no, we're going to do one thing. I'm like, I'm not going to see you for another year.
Oh, he only wanted to talk about one thing that day? Oh, I thought he meant like, hold on, let me write this down.
No, he completely disregarded everything else only was like, all right, I'm going to help you with the sleep thing first.
Can you leave like Yelp reviews for doctors like that?
Yeah.
You can?
I was like, I was so mad. I was like, okay, I guess I'm so invalid with everything that I've been feeling and all my health. Like,
my feelings aren't valid here.
Crazy.
It is crazy. That
one
amount,
at a time.
Like the way that some of these older, especially older people in the workplace are acting. Like when we went to get our suit for JC's wedding, remember that?
Don't.
That was, guys, this was the most insane fucking experience ever. I didn't see like half of it, but Heath and Mariah like experienced it. It was fucking insane. So we go to this, I don't even want to say where.
Just say department store.
We went to a department store to find, and it was all like pretty expensive stuff. And we were in a time crunch. We had no time. It was the day before. We wanted to find something nice.
But they also have sections that are more reasonable.
Yeah.
Like you can find like a full suit for like 250, like top and bottom, okay. like a nice suit. Like yeah. I don't need to spend $15,000 on a suit.
No. Yeah.
Like that they're trying to push you to get.
Yeah. So we get there. We're like rummaging through. This guy immediately sees us, walks over. You know, good customer service. That's usually what you would do, especially in a store like that. Comes over. He's like, do you guys need any help? I was like, you know what? We do need some help. We're going to this wedding. This is the color scheme that we're going for. Anything like that would be amazing. We also didn't want to take too much time. We were probably going to, whatever we found, we're going to grab it, try it on. If it fits, we're fucking going. We weren't going to tailor or nothing. And he's being very helpful in the start, right? And I find something. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to try this on. I go to the room to try it on. And then
he's kind of bouncing back and helping both of us. And I was looking at the one suit that was $250. I liked it. It was nice. And I'm putting it like I just threw the jacket on to like see if it fit my shoulders. And he's looking at it. He goes, I mean, that's what it looks like when you go with a cheap suit like that.
No.
And I was like,
in his section.
He sells that. Yeah.
He sells it. Yeah.
And I'm like,
he won't be there long. Okay. He wanted his commission. He
goes, no, you need to come over here. And he grabs this suit. He goes, try this one on. And I flipped the tag around, $3,500 suit. And I'm
you're like,
no, it's pretty. Like, I mean, it's a nice suit. He goes, no, you need to try it on because you're going to, I was like, I know I'm going to like it. Also, I'm sure it's going to fit amazing. I don't like, I was just like, I'm okay. I like this one. And he's like, we're going to bring this one to the room.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, I want to try on what I'm grabbing. So then he takes Zane into the fitting room and I'm looking, I went back to the suit that was cheaper that I liked and it was just a good color. So I'm looking at it and another sales associate comes up and he's like,
this is
crazy. Do you need any help? And I'm like, oh, I'm just kind of like looking around. And as I was saying that, his dude comes running back over. He's like, no. And he's like, come with me. He goes, we work off of commission. You don't do, he's telling me, he's like, you don't do that.
Isn't that crazy?
And the other associate, he was like an 80-year-old man. He was so sweet when he walked up. I was like, what is going on? And he's literally like borderline grabbing me by the ear, pushing me into the room to go try on this suit that I didn't want. I wanted the other one.
He was treating us like we were 6 years old. It was fucking insane. Like I would say something and he's... Every time he would talk to us, it was that we were just
you're wrong.
So frustrated. Like he was just like, just go to the room.
Why did you not leave?
Yeah. We kept trying.
Because
like, he was just like,
they had nice stuff that we wanted to find something there. It was like,
I would have been like, oh, you do work off of commission? Okay, cool. I'm going to grab that. Thank you. And then leave.
Insane. So he brought me into the room. Zane is already in there. And then he made me carry this $50,000. Well,
didn't Mariah go back to grab it because she was so annoyed? Like, just let
yes.
Him try.
So I walked in and I'm like going in there to try the suit that I didn't even like.
That's insane.
You couldn't pay me. I hate trying shit on. Like, I would be like, oh my God.
It was crazy. So he's got the suit on. And as I'm walking by to get to my fitting room, I stopped and I was like, oh, Zane, let me see. Like, it looks good. Like, do a spin. And he's like, get in the room and try it on. And I was like, No, I'm not even making this up.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, I just wanted to see if, like, what my best friend looked like. We're, like, going to get suits together. He was like, try it on. And I'm like, okay. So I try it on. I walk out. The suit looks nice. It's a nice suit, which I knew it would, but I didn't want it.
You would hope it would for that price.
But also, like, you just had a wedding. You obviously, like, it's not like, I don't know. Like,
insane. So I told Mariah, I was like, can you go get the suit that I was wanting to try on? It was like a nice dark brown suit. I was like, can you go grab that? And she goes to run out to bring it. And then she comes back. And as she's handing it off to me to try it on, he looks, he goes, you better not buy that suit.
Was it that ugly? Okay.
It was a fine suit.
I put the suit on, walked out in it. Zane's mom, Mariah, were like, oh, wow, it looks amazing. And like, I loved this
pretty
brown
crazy
suit.
Too for like a $250 suit. Like, $250 you usually need to tailor cheap. It.
I'm standing there and I'm like,
no,
I like
compared
it. It
to the other suits that were there.
But he's acting like still $250. Right, exactly. Yeah. Like we're at like, for, like it's a clearance off. Yeah. Clearance.
Exactly. Wait for this. So I like it. It's still like you said, 250, like that's not like.
That's the price of like a house of CB dress, which is like, exactly. It's expensive. Yeah.
And also like a suit, something like you wear so infrequently.
Yeah.
That like, to spend a high dollar amount on something, I'm not going to wear it.
You don't also need to justify it. Like, you can buy whatever you want.
So I'm putting it on. I'm like, oh, wow, it looks good. Like, I like it.
And we're all like, oh, shit, that looks like, really yeah, good. Yeah.
And he pulls me aside and he goes, just to let you know, that brand is what little boys come in and pick out to wear to prom. He goes, that's a brand that little kids wear to prom.
And he wasn't being funny. He wasn't being like cute or sassy. He was being just
dead
rude.
Serious.
Just
rude.
Dead fucking rude.
I'm still not over him being mean to his coworker.
Yeah.
I know.
That was insane.
He's definitely the workplace bully.
And then I looked up, I was like, there's no way we're the only ones with this experience. I looked up on Yelp.
Stop.
I love a Yelp review.
Multiple people that left reviews about this guy.
Did you leave a...
I didn't.
Do anonymous, different name.
I should.
Yeah.
But no, it was to pull me aside and say, that's a cheap suit that people wear to prom.
Wait, I like want to experience this in person. Wait, we need to go.
No, Remy, you have
let's
to.
Go undercover. Yeah, let's go.
Remy, what's crazy is that this guy did not look good. His outfit did not look good for him to be talking like that.
But you know what though? You know it was probably something so expensive that he was so like, oh, this is the whatever like edition runway, blah blah blah. Uh-huh. But it's like,
but
it doesn't matter.
It well,
but
yeah.
Like, or it's like, just style like it it's like no one would know. Also, I'm so sorry though. In another world, imagine you went to the wedding and someone was like, oh my god, my little brother wore that to prom.
Had the same one for his prom. It was super cute.
You literally hired somebody off prem to like go to the wedding and be like, just say that to
him. That is crazy. It's also crazy because it's not like even it still wouldn't make it right. But like if you were, you know, in the wedding or like, I don't know, you were like getting married or like, okay, maybe like, oh, this is like whatever, blah, blah, blah. The way that you're like, no, I'm just trying to attend my friend's wedding and I feel good in this and I look good in it and everyone likes it and no one
also,
can
like,
tell
you don't know my circumstances. Yes! You don't know my, like, you don't know anything about me and to try to pressure me into buying this crazy suit that I'm like, I think he assumed
because he was getting me with every suit. He was, every suit he brought to me, I was just like, ooh, that's so I think he was just like, I'm just going to try to get him with the same
name. Yeah. No, I'm sure you were like, oh, Dolce & Gabbana? Okay. Like, look at, oh, wait, shit. Mm-hmm. I do look good in this, don't now, I?
And
Mom, when, what do you think?
What runway was this on? Okay, perfect.
Oh, how many of them are there?
And I feel really bad because he did get that commission off me after all that.
Much was your suit in the end?
It was pretty pricey. It was pretty pricey.
You can take your business elsewhere.
Yeah.
But also get this. This guy, first of all, was rude, mean, all the above. As Zane is checking out, Zane picked out a tie that he wanted for the suit. We walk away with the bags. All of a sudden, he comes running back, grabs the bag out of Zane's hand, and then takes that. He put the wrong tie in the bag.
After all that, fucked up heavy. And
did he apologize?
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong one. Like, it wasn't like
man.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And like everything in me would love to be like, you know what? We all have our bad days. You know, we all have our bad days. The
Yelp review says
Yelp
otherwise.
Yelp doesn't lie.
Yeah. Yelp never lies.
And you know what I did?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
I went and got a Tommy Hilfiger suit that was 80% off. The full suit, $150.
Let's fucking go.
There you go. King shit.
And that would have been worn to the middle school dance. So.
Wow. Damn, you clocked his ass. Mm. You really did.
I do. And I look better in it than he did in whatever suit he had.
Exactly.
I want to see this man. I want to go and I want to see
Remy, we should go and be like, hi, we're looking for like, or we can,
he's wearing the Meta glasses.
No, literally.
Oh, and you know he runs that fucking, he runs that section. So he's probably there most hours
and
of the week.
And the way that the other guy reacted, the older dude.
He knew.
It was like, it happens every day.
Aww. He's not going to be like, there I was much just, longer.
I didn't know you were talking. He was like, I just was offering help. Like he,
and
that guy, he had style. That older dude, he looked so dapper in his little outfit. I was like, I trusted his opinion for fashion way more than this other mean guy.
Dapper.
It was crazy.
Some salespeople, like, if you give any sense of, like, I'm not sure, they will, like, keep going until, unless you're like, no, that's not happening. So maybe because Zane was going crazy, he was like, I can get him too.
I wasn't going crazy. I was just very open-minded to the selections that he was bringing me.
It's like purple and gold.
You were like, ooh! Legally Blonde when she's like, oh, blondes. When she walks in, she's like, this is going to be an easy sale. And she rips the sale tag off.
Yes.
I actually think I might wear that one to your wedding.
You should, now that we know the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to go get it more, a little bit more tailored.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to change like details of it.
How nice.
To make it nice.
Add a brooch.
Yeah. What?
Add a brooch.
What's a roach? Like
a brooch.
A brooch. What's that?
It's like a pin.
A little thing you pin on.
All right. I get a little cumber patch.
Oh, so close.
Cumber patch.
So close.
Or cumby match.
But yeah, so that was our experience.
He comes with
an ascot.
No, like the boutonniere.
Oh, the boutonniere.
Way cute.
And then
what are
prom.
These fancy words y'all
flower?
Fucking throwing
it's
at
like
me?
A flower.
Did
that
you go to
like
prom?
Pin.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Just literally say flower.
No, wait. He didn't go to prom. His date got tripped coming off the
escalator. Oh my God. Oh, did I tell you
side
ever?
Note, we should
intro.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hit it.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
Okay,
and
your prom date tripped.
We are back. So my high school, I never went to my prom. Like senior year, I never went to my prom. And then I got asked, the girl asked me to prom.
Okay, Sadie Hawkins.
After.
Sadie Hawkins
what?
Dance.
Sadie Hawkins dance. Sadie where Hawkins. The girl would ask the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, what? Sadie yeah. Hawkins dance?
Yeah, it was like thing. A dance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where like the girl would ask the guy.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm like, so my brain's also.
Florida's very today. Different, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. she asked me to prom. I was like, oh, sure. Yeah, that should be fun. I didn't get to go to prom, so this will be my chance to
so you graduated.
Yeah, I already
got
graduated.
Got it.
And we were like, we were also friends too. So it was like, it wasn't like, you know, whatever. And we were on the party bus. I'm with like, it was kind of weird because it was like all high school kids and then me, a college kid, on this bus.
Even though it's 1 year older, that probably felt like the biggest.
Was it a year or two? It was either
a year
or two. One
it was
of those.
The next year.
But like, yeah. You know, she was like, oh, I'm having a college guy come with
I did not look like I was good. Everybody on the bus looked older than me.
They're like, where does he go? Community.
Yeah, no, it was community college. It was fucking embarrassing. But we're on the bus and I could feel that my friend, she was just stressed out already. She's drinking a lot on the party bus. I'm like, oh, okay, this is like.
You drank going to prom?
Underage, you would never.
We got breathalyzed at our prom.
No way.
Yeah.
You what?
You
we
what?
Got breathalyzed at our prom.
Oh, that's
crazy.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure like now it happens. It's like a for sure thing that happens at prom now.
This was Florida, babe.
Yeah. We left room for Jesus.
So we get to the prom and everybody gets out and like people are pretty torn up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this prom is like, you guys remember VidCon where it's like all those fucking elevators going up?
Yeah.
That's where this like prom was. Wow. It was like on the top floor and you had to get on all these escalators to go up. So my friend, she's completely hammered.
Oh, no.
But like not hammered to the point where she's just like stumbling. She's like good. But
also when you're in high school, you don't know how to walk in heels. And drunken heels.
Yeah, like, it's all a new experience.
And
long dresses. That's one of the first times like in a situation like that with a long dress like that too. We're going up the escalators and she has this long flowy dress and we're all trying our best to like get the dresses off. We get up the first one, good. We're going up the second one, and the front of her dress gets caught
on the escalator.
In the escalator as we're getting off. And then she trips and falls, boom, right onto the floor. Ooh, and everybody.
And this is the main entrance in front of all the workers, the teachers, like this. Going up that final escalator is in front of everybody.
Yeah, in front of everybody. We all get up.
So dangerous.
Immediately, the staff comes up and they're just like, "You're drunk, right?" Yeah. Like they didn't like, and we're saying no. Like her dress got caught in the escalator, and I think as they're talking, her face gets very red when she's drunk. Her face was fucking beat red.
She was probably embarrassed.
On top of the
alcohol. No, she was already beat red before. It's like you know Matt King will get like really red when he's drunk. She has like the same like. And
it sucks though because even though that was such a true moment of her tripping and falling, like they probably were like, oh, she's drunk.
Yeah.
Like it probably was so
and they made an example out of her and kicked her out. And I never even got to go inside. I was like, this is my moment.
Okay.
We got kicked out.
At least you went back with her. I feel like you would just be like, bye.
Oh, no, of course. No, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. If I ever went inside
you
without
would
her.
Do that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. If all my friends were in there.
unless Heath was in there.
After Luke Combs, him going to a bar.
But also, she's not my girlfriend. She's a friend.
Also,
well, if she was your girlfriend, I would hope you went with her.
Also, the fact that you were already graduated.
Yeah.
If you would have been a college kid alone in there without
that's
a
like,
date.
That's a call to security. That's hey, keep an eye out for
this
guy.
There's a predator in the room.
His date, who's supposed to be with him, is now gone because she got too drunk, and he's still here on the dance floor. Keep an eye.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I went home, and that was it.
It's okay.
Pretty funny.
Did you rent the suit?
I don't know. I don't remember if I rented it or I had it, or I probably borrowed my brother's.
Oh, smart. Damn.
But yeah, I never got to experience prom. Like, I don't even know what prom is like. Like, what is it? What is it?
It's unbelievable.
I don't even remember my prom.
Do they actually have like fruit punch bowls?
The punch bowls? Punch bowls? Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Whatever you think prom is, just times it by 100. It's the best.
Mm. It's just like a school dance, but everyone's dressed up.
No, it's literally, yeah.
But it's like so fun to look forward to, like all of high school. Like, it's so dumb, but like, it's so fun.
It's just so cliche.
It was their Met Gala.
No,
it is though.
It really was.
I would love to see what a prom looks like now, though. I bet
honestly,
it's way different.
I'd be scared.
What are all
these girls on TikTok are so pretty.
I know, Remy,
and they're wearing like they're like going to homecoming. They're wearing like gorgeous dresses.
No,
I wore. You guys won't get this. The bedazzled bustier top dress with every color. Like they had like every shade you could want of the organza skirt. Like they don't wear that ugly shit anymore.
No, because there were only like 10 options at each store. Yes. Now the limit does not exist.
Oh my God. I can't imagine wearing a
Do you have
dress
to wear
to
a big dress? Is that like what homecoming's all about? Like the big
homecoming was
dresses?
Short. Prom was long for my school. I don't know about you.
Oh, wait, say it again.
Homecoming was short dresses. Yeah. Prom was long dresses.
They're different. I keep going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. For junior year, I had a shorter dress, but then for senior year, I had a long dress.
Mm. Yeah. Was it purple?
No, why?
Because I feel like purple is your favorite color.
Oh, purple is a good color.
Was yours baby blue?
Royal blue. Close.
Close.
I bet I wore baby blue at some point, though. But
I did pink, and then I did like an off-white, which I kind of regret the off-white because it looked like a wedding.
No, I love that.
Hey, but that means you, like, I feel like the center of attention girl would probably wear white. The big white dress.
What are you saying?
I'm a like, veil?
Just a veil. It's
crazy.
That's funny.
I love the girls that wear tiaras. I love a girl that wears a tiara.
But before they even win, like homecoming or prom queen.
Oh, I forgot. I guess that's you winning something, huh?
That's if you know you're winning.
They have the homecoming queen and homecoming king.
But they also have prom king and prom queen.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do have
prom. Yeah, it sounds right. Prom queen.
We only had one. We did homecoming king and queen. We didn't have prom king and queen. That is a thing.
My school was funny because if you were like on homecoming court, to make it fair, they would not let, this is probably so mean of me to say, but like they wouldn't let you do it. Like you were exempt from doing it for prom because they're like, they want to give everybody a chance. Mm. So in everyone's head, it was like, oh, homecoming's like first string and then prom was like second string.
See, oh.
Yes, I was on Homecoming.
You're saying you would have won prom if you didn't win. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I would have had a better chance at winning if I was on second string.
Remy, I was the complete opposite. I think I would have gotten picked as a joke. As prom kid. But you know how in movies and shows they have like a whole thing? It's like the bullies will all get together and they'll make
And they do like extra ballots.
Do you think they did that? Like actually, like do they do that?
People will sarcastically vote for somebody.
You think today they still do that? Like they're mean enough to do that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you think bullies are as bad today than back then?
I think it's just it's transitioned to more internet.
More internet stuff.
I feel like it's worse in person.
Yeah.
I think it'd be scary.
I think it'd be really scary to be in like school right now as like a middle school or high schooler with social media.
I'm not talking about like a viral, because if you're in high school and you have a viral TikTok and everyone's just like making fun of you on there, I think that could lead to the school.
People are commenting on Instagrams. I think they're commenting on like whatever social media you have, like being
when
like,
and you're seeing them in person. I don't think they have the balls to do that.
I think so.
Really? You think on Instagram they're talking all this shit, and in person they're like...
I feel like the bullies that do it in person would do it online too.
I wouldn't doubt if they had like anonymous. Fake accounts or something.
We had Form Spring.
Ask FM. Yeah, it was.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Skims.
All my girlies, you know, when you get home from work, from school, from running errands, whatever it is, the feeling of relief when you just want to rip your bra off and throw it on the floor because you are so uncomfortable, look no further. If you don't want that feeling anymore, you guys have to check out Skims bras. They're absolutely amazing. Their push-up bras are so comfortable and they make the ladies look incredible and are just seriously so nice to wear.
No, Rem, the way that the Skims Ultimate Push-Up Bra, like when I don't, like you said, I don't have to take it off. I will literally wear it all day until I'm getting ready for bed.
And you forget about it.
And that is unheard of. I don't know why it's taken this long for brands to actually like have good technology behind their bras and make it where it doesn't feel like things are poking you. Things are just so uncomfortable. I love that my girls look good all day. And push-up bras are so back.
Push-up bras are so back. And if you guys haven't heard, the Ultimate Teardrop Push-Up Bra from Skims is absolutely incredible. The technology is insane. Instead of having like a ton of padding to give you an unnatural lift, the bra just mimics the shape of a full bust. Or if you have a full bust, it's just lifting. It's comfortable. It looks natural. It truly is the best bra in the game right now. I'm sitting here recording in a Skims bralette currently. I just got Skims pajamas to wear for the wedding weekend. Like, it's just amazing. Everything they make is so soft. It's so comfortable. The quality is amazing. And you guys have to check out the bras. You can shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com.
And after you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop down menu that follows. Thank you, Skims, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you so much. And thank you for taking care of all of our girls.
All of our girls.
Did you guys have a senior field trip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where did you guys go? Did you do Disney?
We went to San Diego.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just San Diego, just San the Diego. Streets.
Literally the gas lamp.
You can't go in, but you can look at the bars.
No.
For me, well, so technically we were always, I think they did like Disneyland or something big, but remember my whole thing where my year got.
They got in trouble. I got in trouble. With the
they
senior
made an example out
so,
of y'all.
Yes. Yep. So our senior grad night was they took us, which is so funny because I think about it now every time I go, to Universal City Walk.
Okay.
And have fun, walk around.
That's easy. If I was planning that shit, I'd be like, that's the easiest thing you can do. And just make sure that like you can kind of keep an eye out.
Isn't that so lame?
So lame.
Like
so
it lame. Wasn't at even like activities. The they did get a hypnotist.
Okay.
Ooh, cool. Also at releases the arcade, them in Universal.
They're like, okay, bye, have fun. And that was our night.
Ours was at a theme park, but we got to like go in the park and it was shut down.
That's
just
amazing.
For
that's so fun.
What was it called? Grad Bash.
Oh, grad ours was grad
wait,
bash.
They shut it down for yeah, all
was,
the
only it was all the
that's
high
budget.
Schools
wow.
All of the so you were like
it was so the board did
Disneyland
that
Disneyland
it was
did
like
that.
The school board put the money in for that
all well you had to pay for
oh
it.
You did have to pay
we had to pay for the trip but it was only high school seniors from like all different schools across the state.
It was sick.
This? You think you're going to find the love of your
I
life
I was
that
just
night?
Thinking that. I know. I would have been like, oh my God, there's going to be so many cute boys. I know I would have thought that.
No, there's people from like Tampa coming.
Do you think they did that for safety? Or was it more?
It's so they could pay for it.
To be fun.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, they were still paying the same amount as you would pay if you were to go to.
Well, but they need a lot of people to
also,
pay for
that. Also, I know at Disneyland, at least it used to be this way. I think it's different now, but it was like open an hour or two later than normal park hours. So there was like an incentive.
And they rent it for one
night. It was
night
at night. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Like it's just the night.
At night.
Yeah.
So we had to take the big like Greyhound bus up there with
I
our
think
class.
You told us this story
with the bottle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, did we talk about this already?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
I don't that remember.
When I slept over Gabe's house the night before and I boiled water bottles so the caps would twist off.
You did talk about this. That's right.
It was the best thing in the world. And then if you got caught with it, you were not allowed to go to prom. So that's why we were like,
oh,
super
it was before prom?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
ours was the day we graduated.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So the importance.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Wait, I'm sorry. So sorry to interrupt. It's crazy. You guys had the most like tame thing, but like, cause normally they hold it over your head. Like if you like screw up, you can't graduate.
Yeah.
So like
yeah,
still be on best behavior. But it's crazy that like the night you guys could have gone crazy, it was like the most tame thing ever.
Yeah, you're so right. I never thought about that. I think ours was like graduation and went home. And then I think we went back to school and like did the bus thing after.
Interesting. I think ours was like right before and you would, I think it was you weren't allowed to go to prom. Like if you got caught with alcohol.
That was always like the big.
That
like,
was to take it away from. Yeah. I think
that's pretty crazy. Cause that's like just taking away prom for alcohol. Like that's a crime. Like you know what I mean? I feel like there should be
a federal offense.
That's like pretty crazy.
But being underage anyway, it's like, oh my God.
Police really do like let that shit slide. Like at parties, like, all right, everybody out. I was like, fucking handcuff everybody.
Book them.
That baby, meet your quota. The quota you'd meet. Imagine bringing all them kids back to the station.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Fucking officer of the month bringing in 35 fucking criminals.
But they would go to juvie.
Like good.
It would be hard though when like that's a lot of parenting. Like you have
that's
to
true. That's a big fuck. Like, that's a big conversation.
So then you're just trying to like teach the kids, but you don't like that would be hard. That would be hard.
Do you remember being at like parties and the cops would show up and y'all had to scrattle? Just like flee.
It was so riveting.
Neighborhoods like trying to get away.
What the hell?
Shut the lights off immediately and you're like peeking through the windows and the cops are running up. There was one we all like ran out the backyard and just running down the street trying to like alive.
And you all just spread out so far into the neighborhood and everybody's calling each other like, where are we meeting up next?
But like, okay, the way you're looking back on those memories being like, wow, that was crazy. That's what like, as a dad, when you're gonna like your kid, your biggest fear, but you're also like, they think they got away with this. And it's like the craziest thing because it's like, you're so dumb as a kid, but like you think you get away with shit.
You think you're getting away with everything.
Yeah.
Ooh, my kids are gonna, the air tags I'm gonna be placing. Ooh!
Make sure to take your backpack with you.
Oh, and just like acting like I just know everything. I just follow the air tag and I'll see.
Yeah, but their phone will say that they have an air tag on them.
I'll figure it out.
You microchip them like a dog.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Black mirror. You
can
black mirror them.
You know the baby piercings?
In the earring?
It's an air tag. It's a chip inside. But I would like following my daughter to the mall, right? And I see her go into like the first store, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. That's enough information. I'll just leave, right? And then come home and just be like, how was blah, blah, blah? Or just like, how was that store that you went to? She's like, how'd you know? I was like, I know everything.
You can just know. Use.
I just know. But just like a little, like, just like to keep them in check. Like, I will know if you do something bad. But just like
father's
place little
instinct,
details.
I just kind of know.
Yeah.
Make them think that you can like read their mind a little bit too.
Yeah. Like, you know when they're lying.
But you like low key can because they think they can get away with it and they can't. Yeah.
But damn, what if you had kids that were just such good fucking liars? Like, they're just so good. They got you.
I think I was just so scared to lie to my dad. Just like actual fear.
Yeah.
And because I got caught a couple times and that was just it. Like, you just.
Remember the tongue thing? The white tongue? That worked on me when I was little.
Which
like,
white tongue?
Or you're like, your tongue turns white or something when you lie.
Oh.
Wait, I have not heard
that. Yeah, my stepmom would try that shit on me. It was something like that. Like, when you say something, she's like, stick out your tongue. Stick out your tongue. And if it's like white,
Is that true?
No, it's not true, oh. Obviously, but like,
she just knew you always had a white tongue, that you didn't brush your tongue. You'd never brush it. She just always knew it would be like that. Oh, so you're lying.
Just dirty eyes. Just, or if she thought, if she's like, or maybe she knew you're like, I was lying. She'd be like, stick out your tongue. And if she saw a little white, be like, you're lying.
Imagine a, you had like a candy and then she's like, well, if your tongue's blue, it means you're lying. And they're like,
that's really inaccurate.
Yeah. No, but it like scared me. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
It kept you good.
Kept you on your toes. Not much makes sense to you sometimes, yeah, but that one makes sense.
Because like the thing, you're breathing so heavily when you're mm-hmm. telling a lie where your tongue is just like dried and cracked.
Oh, like maybe from the all blood the lies. Doesn't go.
Okay.
There. You know what I mean?
Speaking of lying, oh my God, you guys. I saw this and I was like, whoa, is this true? I came across this post that was saying when people lie, they tend to like take themselves out of it.
I know what you're saying.
Subconsciously, we don't want to like put ourselves in there. So instead of saying, sorry, I was stuck in traffic, yeah, it would just be sorry, traffic, or like, sorry, there was traffic versus I am stuck in traffic.
Got it. Like, because you're putting the blame on something else.
Because you're putting the blame on something else that's not actually, like if there wasn't actually traffic and I was late, but I blamed it on traffic, instead of saying I was stuck in traffic, because subconsciously putting I in there makes you, you know you're lying, yeah, keeps you accountable. It would just be like, sorry, traffic, be there soon, yeah, or something like that. And I was like, oh my God. So now I'm keeping an eye out for any time people say that.
For that shit, I'm pretty good at that. Like if I'm running late and it was my fault, I'm like pretty good with that. I'll say like, hey, I left late. I'm so sorry. I'm good with that.
Accountable king.
I am accountable for that type of shit. I really am.
I agree.
But like too accountable though. Sometimes I don't like, I'm too truthful. I can like kind of take a step back.
You should try lying some more.
I should. No, I really should. Like when someone says, do they like the outfit? I should just say I like it. Whether I like it or not, you know what I mean?
Do you like my new hat?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
I love your new hat.
I complimented it on my way in.
I was just going to see if you would lie.
No. Is that's
coffee?
A good hat.
Is it the coffee? Oh, it's my coffee. Folgers, yeah.
Is it coffee?
No, I couldn't see the full. Oh. I just see Jers, and I was like, what is Jers? Yeah. Okay. I love Folgers.
Our non-exclusive king. Yep. I love that
I
for
love
us.
Folgers.
It was a NASCAR hat because I just went this weekend.
How was it?
It was so much fun. I just love all the branding involved with NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's the only sport where it's just so in your face with like 500 brands everywhere.
Oh, literally.
Like the checkered, right? Like the checkered just, color.
But
color.
They make everything. It cool though.
It's so cool.
Is Folgers a big sponsor of NASCAR?
So for they're each driver.
Race car drivers.
Oh, like cool. The M&Ms.
So Kyle yes. Busch was M&Ms.
Yeah. And I only know that because it was so trendy to have racing jackets.
I was going
to
say, I still love a racing jacket. Yeah,
racing jackets are
they're
sick.
They're so cute.
But it was so much fun. So I took my brother to his first NASCAR race, like, and I've just, it was one of those things where you get to do something for your family member or like a friend where you just like, you get to give them an experience and just see them so happy. And it made me so happy to see my brother enjoying himself so much.
Especially like, a once in a lifetime opportunity like that. Like,
yeah.
You and never something dream that, like, of money that. Can't pay for also. Like an experience yeah. like that. It, like that's really, really
it
cool.
It was so cool. And NASCAR gifted us like the pit passes. So I'm this close to the drivers and they're changing tires and doing all that. Like,
oh, that's
you're,
like, sick. Have
the, you're literally, I'm this close to the car.
Yeah.
It was insane. So being able to do that. And then they also gave us a suite up top. So we were able to bounce back and forth and go up and watch the race and see it up there and see my brother. Like he didn't know that you get like a buffet and like a drink, like drinks up there. Like he was just like, this is so cool.
And then you think to like your first time and you're just like, oh my God, it was really special.
Compared to that and F1, would you say F1 was really like crazy? Like a really, like was NASCAR more open and.
So I don't know how F1 works. If you're able to get like pit passes like that, I know you can go to the paddock and stuff, but to see tire changes that up close and like you're in the mix. Yeah. I don't know.
I was
if
talking
they
more
have
of like
that.
The just the setup of the whole event, of the whole race.
F1's really cool. It's different though. Like NASCAR, you get to see the whole thing. Like you're in a constant eyeline of the whole race.
While F1 is like you have to be in different sections to watch a little section of the race.
Like it zooms by and then you have to like look at the screen on like what's going on until they come by again.
I have a dumb question.
Go ahead.
Are they all driving the same vehicle? Like is F1 and NASCAR the same thing?
So F1 is different. Those are like Formula One cars where they're like super low, the wheels are exposed and it's like a little
and it also looks like you know like the formula
the
cars it's like one
like
a one person seat they you can actually fit one
like
behind
when you guys
you,
are
think,
doing
but.
Like K1 Speedway
kind of like that.
NASCAR is like a normal looking like a Hot Wheels car. It looks just like a normal car basically.
Have you ever ridden in a formula car?
No.
Oh my, it's insane. Heath and I got to, were you with me when we did it or was that Todd?
I don't think I was there.
Todd and I got invited to, I forget what race it was. It's slipping my mind, but there is like a small seat right behind the driver's seat where you can put in somebody else. And dude, it was an insane, it felt like a fucking rocket ship, but you're just going straight instead of up.
Unbelievable.
Insane. Oh, really? Nothing like a car, nothing like a race car.
Is it inertia? The G-forces? Or what is the G-forces?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like it felt like you were in
like a roller coaster?
Like a jet. It was insane.
When you ride California Screaming and it goes from like 0 to 60, it's like that fast.
Where your stomach drops.
Ooh, yeah. But knowing it's just like you're such a small vehicle versus like a whole roller coaster.
But you felt so safe in it. Like when you're watching, like, I would never get into that. But like when you're in it, you're like, whoa, this feels like just super fucking safe.
Normal?
Like
Or like roller coaster.
No, roller coaster. That'd be too heavy. I think it's just like a really
good seatbelt.
It's a 5-point harness.
I was gonna say, I think it's
like for the babies.
Remy.
In their like car seats.
So it's a circle like and then the tops go in, the sides go in, and then one between your leg.
Oh wow.
And you're just completely like
a little star
strapped.
Remy, trust me, baby girl. That's the event. I ain't gonna do shit. If that thing ever like crash, you're done. You're going way too fast to like get out of that in one piece.
The thing that you rode in at the Canon event that we went to, is that a race car or was that a?
So those were like there's different like levels. So there's like different kinds of race cars, right? Those are more like normal cars that you could buy that you can like track and like drive on like a course
drift.
Like that.
Is there a drift?
So those were like drift cars.
Okay,
right?
That's what I thought. Okay.
Drift cars are fun too.
Drift cars are really sick.
Did you rode in that one?
That's the one we saw him ride.
Sorry guys, I'm learning as we go.
No, me too. I still don't know. Like I'm learning all the time too.
But yeah, NASCAR, it was
that's
just
so sweet of you. Thank you.
So fun. But yeah, it was just cool to be able to give him that experience. It's so loud though. Like you can't hear anything.
Especially where you were, I'm sure it was fucking insane.
Nonstop.
Is it so cool seeing them change the tires and like do that whole thing?
It's the only sport I think you can be that close into it. They pull the tires off and they're like sitting there. We were touching them and feeling how hot they were.
So hot, yeah.
It's just insane that you're allowed to be that close in the mix. Just the trust that they have for fans to go out.
But technically, you were there with that driver.
Yeah, I'm sure they're like vetted or something.
Pit passes. No, there's no.
Oh,
really?
I'd be like, don't.
Oh, you can buy them.
Yeah,
pit passes. You can buy.
That's also pretty crazy because they're it's all timed, right? So like, God forbid one person gets in the way, they have to push something. That takes off a couple seconds.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just insane that you're like that close to all of the action. It's
so cool though.
I'd be so annoyed as like a pit crew, like one of the crew, what? Like just people just in my face trying to like get it, but I'm trying to get it done in 3 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you'll remember. It was a movie that just came out not too long ago. And they changed the brakes.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Obviously. Herbie. Obviously.
The only one right. I know Cars. Herbie.
I know Cars. But it was this huge, I forget who's in it. It was a good cast.
Is it Ford
versus Ferrari?
Yes. Oh,
it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good movie. They changed the brakes. And then it was like a huge ordeal. Such and then they're like, you can't do that. Yeah. That was a really good movie.
I need to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? You would like it.
It won an Oscar, right?
You don't have to even like racing or be a fan of like,
I actually love racing movies. I feel like the storyline is always
the adrenaline. Like you're always it. Like,
yeah,
you would really like it.
Can we talk about the
Cars?
What?
Cars?
Yeah, like right, like
Cars 2, Cars.
Have you ever seen a documentary about the racers? She's like, yeah, Talladega Nights. I love that one.
It's a great movie.
They were really funny.
Yeah.
The race car drivers are really funny in that movie. Oh, God.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Wayfair.
You guys, summer is on the way. I can feel the sun warming up. I'm so excited to be outside, barbecuing, watching sports, hanging out with friends, just, you know, sitting on some beautiful outdoor furniture from Wayfair. Nothing is better and nothing screams summer more than that.
Guys, I just got my tree. I have a giant tree in my backyard. I got it all cut. The sun is shining through again.
Oh my God, the tree.
The tree. Because it was hanging low. I got it all cut down. We pressure washed the pavement and we're going to get furniture and it's coming from Wayfair. We are so excited. It's going to look so nice and just in time for the summer. We're so excited.
Oh my God. I mean, if you guys have watched my channels or vlog channels for a while, you know I'm a big Wayfair fan. I'm currently in the process of redoing my office and it is almost done. And I bought this brown leather chair from Wayfair. It is so freaking cute. I can't wait for you to see the office.
And Wayfair has so much to choose from, especially for the outdoor space, whether it's seating, structure, spa, dining tables, decor, storage, you name it, Wayfair has it. I actually just bought this beautiful new rug to go under our dining table. It matches perfectly. And you could just find exactly what you're looking for. And you know Wayfair is going to come through with all of the options.
There's something for every style and every home, no matter your space or budget. Wayfair makes it easy to tackle your summer home goals with endless inspiration for every space and budget, including the outdoors.
There's also free and easy delivery, even on the big stuff. So you don't have to worry about huge delivery fees for patio furniture, which honestly is crazy because you think you're paying one price. And then at the end, when you check out, you're like, wait, why is this double now to get this delivered to my house? That is actually insane. And you can also find all of your outdoor must-haves from like seating. They have grills. Like they have truly everything on Wayfair. They will always have you covered.
So shop a huge selection of outdoor furniture online this summer. Get outside with Wayfair. Head to wayfair.com right now. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Thank you, Wayfair, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Mwah. I'm in a sassy mood, but like, and I could be wrong, but do you remember when there was that like influencer and then this person was like, oh my God, yeah, my partner is like a professional race car driver.
Yes!
And then it turned out that they only played like video games.
On sim racing?
Wait, what?
I had no idea. They were going around saying that their boyfriend was
the way that happened to me, and I forgot about that.
You guys all know this?
Was a race car driver.
We talked about it on like an episode in the past, but there was this influencer who I was like doing a collab with, and they were telling me that their husband's like a race car driver, but as we can see, I know nothing. So I was like, oh, cool, whatever. Yeah. Only to find out he does like driving simulations.
My video game that I have.
Yeah, he's really good at it. Fuck.
I don't even know if he was good at it. I think he just like enjoyed it.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Really? Why couldn't she just say he's a sim driver? It just literally replaced the word with sim.
Professional video game player.
Technically, it's
still respectable. Like, I think it's cool.
It is. Technically, to be professional whatever, you just have to be paid one time to do it. So technically, we're professional podcasters.
Wow. I love that idea. What else have we done that we could consider ourselves professional?
I'm a professional editor.
Yeah.
I'm a professional
yapper.
Yeah. I'm a professional. What have we done? A professional actor.
Yes.
Our pilot that we did.
Professional.
Actually, no, we didn't get paid. We can't say that. We didn't get paid for that.
Well, technically, we're professional actors.
We didn't get paid though. We act like we're enjoying this show. Every time.
I did get paid for being in Rock of Ages.
So. Oh, there you go. Nice.
And we're technically on Grown-ish.
Technically we are.
Technically we didn't speak because our line was cut. So we're like professional background actors.
Well, no, but we still get our residuals. And we wouldn't be getting those if we didn't have a speaking line. Extras don't get residuals.
What about background actors?
They don't. They just.
He was on Rock
Baby, you were a background actor.
Y'all got residuals?
Yeah, we get residuals. And they cut
from a
line.
Show that they cut you up.
I need to call my agent.
They have a good team. Yeah, they got your ass in a good shot too, and you could have had a team that got you residuals.
Why
out of
have
that?
We not watched it yet?
Once we finish recording, I'll show you the scene.
I want to see.
Wait,
it.
I've seen the scene.
I showed you it.
Remy's gonna be like, "Where was it?
Would I blanked out?
Where were you?
Wait, play it again.
Remember, because the smoking outed him.
I remember that. I just don't think I've seen the scene, though. But maybe I have. I have the memory of a goldfish lately.
It's okay. Together, we have a memory of like a salmon fish.
Ah!
Aren't they really smart? I forget.
Salmon fish? Like salmon?
Yeah.
Salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon.
She said goldfish. So
we're like the same as
and
like a salmon.
And technically, I think salmon are the maybe not the only fish, but they can go from freshwater, saltwater, and they end their life in freshwater. So I think they're exponentially more intelligent than
exactly.
Other fish.
Exactly. They found
so
a way.
Wait, do they end their life in freshwater because they're like, I'm free.
I think it's their like life cycle and the way that they travel, because I know they have freshwater at some point, because think of those bears eating them in the rivers.
And me, baby, that my sugarfish I eat every week, I know they're in my fucking...
Zane, what's your favorite type? A sugarfish.
Sugar?
That's not a fish, sweetie.
Salmon sushi's my favorite. Why are they so fucking pretty?
Yo, shouts out to salmon for swimming upstream
those,
nonstop.
The lines?
Like, you don't need to be working that hard. No. Go the other way, but they don't.
They
go
Wait,
upstream.
Let's use that as like a life metaphor.
And I think they die
after
they
lay
their head.
Be the salmon in a sea of
like they live to
trout.
Be eaten by us.
They live to be eaten and they live to give birth and procreate. And I think that's beautiful.
Don't we do the same thing?
That's
honestly,
true.
Oh, yeah. Not to be eaten. Sorry. I didn't hear that part.
Salmon is so good. I'm so scared to get my mercury levels checked.
One time I had high mercury levels because I had so much salmon. Yeah. And now it's better.
Ignorance is bliss with that for me.
I was watching this movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a really crazy movie. Society in the Snow on Netflix. Have you ever seen that? It's a true story about a plane. It was a hockey team. I forget. It was a team that all crashed in the middle of like a snowy.
About this story.
And they were stuck in this, like in the middle of fucking nowhere. And it was like really, really like terrible fucking weather.
No
super
wonder you're
cold.
Scared to fly. You watch shit like that.
That actually doesn't scare me. But yes, no, it's weird. I love movies like that and shows like that. And anyways, it got to the point where they were fucking, they had to like eat their dead friends in order to stay alive. But when you said that, I was like, how long could you go? How long could you go until you're like, I have to eat somebody?
I think I'd rather just die. I'd be like, guys, I volunteer first.
Alicia, I'm eating somebody.
No. I think they say you go crazy too if you start eating people.
Probably.
Well, also, you go crazy without eating too, I'm sure.
I think it like does something to you mentally.
No.
Like, I'm sure you're eating somebody? The spirit?
Not that I would hope it would, but like.
Remy has her pink, like.
She's got her fork out.
My pink
Hey, guys.
A little garlic. Like,
she's cutting it up for other people.
Her phone's at 5%. It's all she's still getting that content out.
Welcome back to Cooking with Remy.
We're about to cook my best friend Alicia, who's not with us anymore. And I hope he tastes good. I brought my thing today.
So we're gonna start off with the forearm. This is one of the most tender parts.
Oh, and oop! Here's our fibula.
Whoops! Just.
That's just
I would die for sure.
Yeah.
First. But I already know that.
Yeah, so they were pretty much eating their like dead friend, but like to stay alive. It is a crazy. It was one of the craziest movies I think I've ever seen.
Truly, even if I'm gonna cry. You know how there's always those like scenes where it's like the dog's the companion and then at some point
don't even.
I would I couldn't even do that.
No.
I would be like, we're in this together, bud.
Absolutely.
Like,
not.
Here, eat me. I'll fucking
no,
eat.
No, I couldn't. Like, no, that's weird. I couldn't eat my dog.
No, I could never. No one asked for Rosie's, by the way.
And also, ew.
She's with Ashley.
Ew. I'd rather eat human meat than dog meat.
Stop.
I would rather die. And I mean that.
Look, I need to stay alive. I got a dead dog and a dead human in front of me. I'm like, I have to eat. I'm eating the human, not the dog.
Okay, but like, at least that's more like other stuff we
eat. You'll eat the dog before the human?
Yeah, but I still wouldn't eat the dog.
Give me Rosie. Rosie's coming home with me.
I'm like, I'm gonna pray that I don't get into this situation.
If I had to, yes. I mean, I eat other animals.
Was this a real story?
It's a true story.
It's based on a true story.
Maybe it's like the story's the base, but then they have like some fictional things.
I would be
What's his name in Castaway?
Tom Hanks.
Wilson. That's where I would go. I would like make a fit. I would truly be like, that's my best friend.
It's crazy how much they're allowed to change and say based on a true story, as long as it's borderline base.
Yeah, I find solace in it. Like when I'm watching like a murder movie and then they're like, this is based, I'm like, okay, so it didn't really happen and I'm safe.
So it's loosely based. Mm.
Yeah. And the thing is that they'll even have things, they'll have a whole thing in the beginning before the show starts so they don't get sued.
Yeah.
They'll say like, this is based on a true story, but we are changing certain situations
to protect,
they're pretty much doing that so they don't get sued because
I'm stuck thinking the whole time like which part of it's real and which one's
and I think that's what they want you to think so they want to be able to put based on true story as like a stamp of like holy shit, watch our shit because it's based on true story, but they're gonna change whatever they want.
Like they could have in 100 years they could have a movie with us as the cast, you know, and it's based off of us, but then in it some crazy shit happens and obviously our great great grandkids would be like, that's not what happened, we want money. And I'd be like,
I think as long as the main situation is,
but it's based.
It happened, yeah, they'll just change all the details. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the baby reindeer. That whole story was based on a true story.
But that was he willingly shared that.
That's also crazy. I can't believe the guy that actually happened to.
Yeah.
He acted in his own story.
His own trauma.
Crazy.
What happens in Baby Reindeer?
He has a stalker, and then there's also like essay stuff, and then he like, so he's like acting that out, and he was like, it was like a really hard.
Like imagine acting all out, reliving, and it's like a good show too. Like he did it. They did an amazing job.
Oh my God.
No, I'm sure it was weirdly therapeutic for him.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope he found like healing in that.
I know.
But that girl, I think she won.
She was a great actress.
The based on the lady that stalked. I think she won the lawsuit.
No. I don't know.
Maybe she didn't. It was like a
might have though. I hope not.
Because it was a big like.
But then also, that is a bias I have in my head after watching the show.
That's
so
true,
it's like, what was true, you know?
But she also like outed herself too. It was almost like she was pretty much hidden from.
Book, I think right when the thing started, like right after the show started like hitting number one, it's like she had like a tell all or like something. Yeah. And I was like.
Why is it called Baby Reindeer?
Because.
She would call him Baby Reindeer. My baby reindeer.
They were like dating?
No, she was just like a stalker and then fell in love with him. But then basically, spoiler, and then she had this little like baby reindeer stuffed animal growing up. And she was like, you remind me of a baby reindeer I had. Da, da, da. So she'd always be like, baby reindeer, fall in love with me. Baby reindeer, I love you.
Baby reindeer. Baby
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then he did fuck her.
Oh, I like that he turned that on its head, though.
Yeah.
And he said that's
the
name of the show.
And it won. Didn't it win? Didn't he like win something?
I think so. It was honestly, it was
crazy.
It took a lot of
Imagine the high he felt from that, like my own story that I acted in. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I have a random fun anecdote to share with you guys that I thought of because you brought up snow. What was the thing you called?
Society in the Snow.
Yes, in snow. Have you guys ever seen the movie called Miracle?
Miracle on Ice?
Miracle on 34th Street?
Wait, or Miracle the hockey movie?
The hockey movie.
Yes. Yeah, I love that movie.
Oh my God. So Cal told me this, but I totally
don't
forgot.
Ask me anything about it because I forgot what happens in the movie, but I remember loving it.
I forgot about it because I forgot this fun fact and then I was talking about it with Cal and my hairstylist the other day and I forgot. So his dad grew up playing hockey and his dad played with all those guys, the American team it was like the Olympics and then the college guys that went to the Olympics and then I think they won, right?
Yes.
Did
USA.
They win? Yes. So he played and like he ended up getting injured because and so he couldn't play with them, but his dad literally played with them and his best friend I forget the friend's name, but he's the one that scored 2 goals during the game.
2 goals. This is Cal's dad.
Is it goal? It's called a goal, right? Yeah, it's a goal.
Us puck bunnies.
Puck bunny.
Cal's dad.
Yeah.
And then his best friend was the one that...
Yes, he played with all of them. And like, I'm sure there's a world where he would have been on the team, but he got injured, so he wasn't playing.
That's
but
sick.
His best friend, I think his best friend's name is Mark.
Did you guys watch it? You should watch the movie altogether.
I did watch it, but I forgot. Until literally like yesterday, we were talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, Cal's an Epo baby.
By the way, Remy, I halfway through your whole thing about it, I realized it wasn't Miracle that I was thinking about. It was Mighty Ducks. Because I'm thinking about like the team. I'm like, there were kids in the movie. I'm like,
you're like, no, there was a duck.
Where does a duck come into the story? It's like, it was a story and it happened in real life where
it was Disney.
The USA, Olympics mm-hmm. team was made up of college kids and they were playing against, I think it was Russia, and they won, but like no one was expecting them to win.
You know what? I feel like that was America trying to get us more into hockey as a nation.
Yep.
And then it like, obviously it's like such a Canadian thing and like no hate to the Kings.
LA Kings.
Oh, I think it is Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks.
You know what's really crazy is that
they're the Anaheim Ducks of LA.
Well, the Ducks were created because of the success of the Mighty Duck movie.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, we should have
Mighty Ducks happened first, and Mighty then the Ducks Anaheim Ducks happened.
The movie first, and then they decided to make a team,
guys,
called the Mighty Ducks of
also,
Anaheim.
Did I not just say this was a ploy to get us all involved more in hockey?
It's true. His friend's name was Mark Johnson, but as a girl born and raised in Anaheim, I would like to raise questions for the city leaders of Anaheim who are leading these sports teams. Why can we not have our own sports teams? Why can it not just be the Anaheim Ducks and the Anaheim Angels? Why is it the Anaheim Angels of LA? Why is it the Anaheim Ducks of LA?
Because my guess is that Anaheim doesn't want to pay for it because I get it. But they get like benefits from it. So maybe it's like a good situation.
But like, where's the hometown pride? We should be proud. We have Disneyland.
Call
me.
Someone was saying that. We don't have enough. Where was it? Like... I saw a TikTok of somebody saying like we don't like our city. There's not enough pride here.
It's true.
Because no one's
there's
from
not
here.
Enough,
no offense, y'all.
It's true. There's a lot of people that come from other. But yeah, there's
we're talking about LA.
There's if you go to Boston for like the fucking like one of the World Series or something, the entire city mm-hmm. would if their team won, the entire city would be like fucking insane.
But think about it. Like people here, they have their hometown like teams.
Yeah.
You know, or like
most people, there's a lot of transplants here.
I do think the
we get
born and raised LA people.
Not really. Crazy as like the other states.
It is a smaller. I know what you mean. Like it's not even a small town thing. It's just like weird. But I will say Southern California, like IE people are like will ride for the Dodgers. Yeah. Like they will drive 2 hours just to go to a game.
You know what? I feel like it's all about location too.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized, I feel like not Miami.
Fort Lauderdale?
No, I'm thinking if I've ever been, because I remember going to a game in Chicago and leaving the stadium, you're already hitting like all the bars. So I feel like maybe the location, because as soon as they all leave, all the drunk people are going out and everyone's celebrating in the streets right outside of the, like those stadiums. Maybe you feel like they have like more.
But have you been to a Dodger game when they win?
Downtown.
I was gonna say the Dodgers are really popular.
Same with
Dodgers.
Lakers.
Games are crazy.
I've been to a Dodgers game.
If you live downtown, you would see the streets going crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I agree. There needs to be more.
I want to be able to wear the colors of our team and get out in the streets and be like, yeah!
I mean, I will say, though, it could be proximity. Like, it is kind of hard to get around. LA, you need a car. When you think of, like, walking around San Diego, San Francisco, like, in these cities, it is a little bit easier to access the stadiums and the arenas and things. So maybe it's that.
Which they're trying to make better. We'll see.
We're about to get them stadiums for Olympics. Ooh! Yo, this place is going to be fucking packed.
It's going to be so crazy.
It's going to be insane. We're not gonna be able to get anywhere in this city.
Is that next summer? Is it 2026?
2028.
Oh, we've got time.
I think it's 8. Yeah.
Okay.
I almost want to buy a house or buy something.
No, I should rent this out.
You could get your money.
All your mortgage for a year done.
Done. I'm rooting for any country that looks good on me. Like whatever color looks good on me, that's what I'm rooting for. Brazil colors look great on me.
we say we need pride, and then we root for another country. So we're just like,
I might be a Brazil fan.
Okay, but that's why LA has no pride. What colors are in my color theory?
What colors make my eyes
that's
pop?
That's a funny. You should do like that's a funny video. Yeah, like, all right, good. So the Olympics are coming up, and I need to figure out what my color is.
What before team am I? Yeah, what, and it's not what just team like a national team is like. Countries.
Oh yeah. Which country am I going to be rooting for this year?
That's ooh, anyway, I'm offended.
Uh-oh, guys, she's offended.
What happened?
I'm offended.
You're Invisalign or the mole?
Which one?
Oh, your mole's gone.
I was
going
to ask, but I didn't want to say anything until the Band-Aid was off. I wanted to ask to be like, how did it go? Can I see it? But I didn't want her to take the Band-Aid off.
I have a photo of it in a jar. Do you want to see it?
You have the mole in a jar?
I have a photo of it in a jar.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
No way.
No, it's like
they let you keep it?
No, it's going to the lab to see if she's cancerous.
Keith, that thing was dancing in the jar. It was dancing.
It was a little juju bean.
Remy, listen, it had to get tested.
I wanted to keep it.
You wanted them all?
She told me multiple times without other people around, so it wasn't like a bit.
No, I literally never, I said it on a different podcast, not even ours. I wanted it.
No, and you told me separately and you text me.
Yeah.
Where's the mole?
Ew!
Zay, she's got it. She got it in a skillet.
It's her prepping, special thing that she greases the pan
for
with.
The snow thing. No, I just like, she's so iconic and like,
no,
I
she is.
I just like Molina meant a lot to me.
Holy moly.
I know it's weird, but and I wouldn't have done anything with it. I just like, she just means a lot. Maybe we would have had like a burial for her or something. Respectful.
We could still have
a proper send off.
Will they send her back if, like, she's clear?
I felt weird enough being like, can I take a photo of it? I don't know if I'd want
to
ask.
Alicia, I think you have every right to take that mole back.
But it's yours.
I kept my wisdom tooth.
You grew it yourself.
I know, but teeth are different.
No, it's the same thing. It's your body.
No,
your body, your choice. You get to keep your fucking mole, baby.
I asked to keep my dad's gallstones and they wouldn't let me.
See, I feel like if it's like we have to get it tested for a potential.
No,
something,
I completely understand.
Maybe.
I just miss her.
That's
I do
like
too.
Gross.
It's like, yeah. Do you have any regrets at all?
I have no regrets. I do feel like sad because I wish it worked out for us and I wish she was flat and cute, but she turned pretty ugly more recently. And I was
that she has feelings too. She's been through a lot. She's been on so many of your content.
No,
so much.
She thrived. Like, she's been there for me in all of my firsts in life. Yeah. Like, aww. I feel like we like parting was kind of sad. Like, just seeing her floating in the water. Not floating, yeah. She kind of sank.
Did you actually, like, did you feel anything after at all?
I felt like I was looking, I felt like I couldn't look at it. I was like, I feel like that's my body's in there, which like part of me was, but I was just like, this is crazy.
That is crazy to think about.
What does it look like right now? Like, does it just look like a piece of skin is like missing? Like kind of a.
Yeah, it just looks kind of like a scratch.
Yeah.
Like
did they have to, is it almost like a, a spot where it was like cut off, or did they cut it and then they stitch it together so it's only a line? Oh. Like, how does
there's no stitches. So it, I mean, I have photos.
I just want everyone to know I was promised that I could be there and then she did it without me and so we're fine.
No way.
It's our first fight really ever. Upset.
Imagine Remy was silent this entire episode and she finally speaks up.
Wait, what was it? It was 2 days in a row you promised me things and you did not fulfill your promise either time. What was
this,
it?
I will this say, one she really wanted.
The way I already forgot why I was mad.
And it really meant a lot. It really hurt. It really meant a lot. I forget.
Like, have you felt different now looking in the mirror at all? Like, do you like forget?
She gets like an attitude. She's like now like she's mean for some reason. Like, why are you
that more catcher in check?
Yeah, a second personality that made her nice.
Oh my god. Part of me is just sad because I'm like, oh, if it was flat and cute, I would like love it, you know. But it's fine.
No regrets.
But when you're looking in the mirror, you're like, oh my God, I forgot I did that at all?
Not really, because I still have a Band-Aid / I'm putting Vaseline on it. Mm. But yeah, I feel like when I didn't expect the response, like it's gone viral of people being like, no!
The mole
like,
is gone.
Yeah, you're like so, where were you when I asked if I should?
Yeah, they're like, why didn't you say anything? I was like, I literally posted a video. Anyways, regardless, I knew it would be iconic, but I didn't realize how monumental it would be for everyone.
It's good that you thought about it. How long were you thinking about it for?
A while, honestly.
A while?
Like over years. A year.
Yeah.
Painful? Easy?
No, they just did a little shot. And then she was like, I said this on Pretty Basic, but I've had doctors, like one time I had a nose consultation and he was like, will you let me take that thing off? And I was like, ah, going back to like,
that's
I'm not,
what he said?
Yes. And I was like, okay, fuck off. Me, I'm Pretty Basic. I just thought that was so rude. Me here, fuck off. And then regardless, whatever. So then I really appreciated, she was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, it's like a big personality, like characteristic almost. Like that's obviously nice. It's on your face. And I was like,
that's very sweet.
And then she was like, I'm going to do this a very unique way. So there's like no scarring. And then she was really happy with it. But yeah, she just like shaved it off. Crazy.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like they really have to pick their words carefully because they don't understand the gravity of like what that could do to someone. I was just talking to Cal about your mole. And then he was saying how when he was growing up, he went to a dentist or something. And they were like, well, either we can like do this to your teeth or you can have a huge fucking gap in between.
Oh.
Like, and they didn't say fucking, but like a huge gap. And he was like, eight. And he was like, oh my God, I have like a big gap. Like they really do have to be more careful. Bedside manner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back 360.
You never know what's going
to
like.
I've also never heard that term, bedside manner.
Just
the way you should be talking to people.
I think a lot with like hospitals and things or like with doctors and things. It's like how you treat a patient.
Oh, it's just like care.
Like that. It's a different set of manners that are a high-end for sensitivity.
In a profession or something?
Yeah, okay.
Like a situation like that.
Like a therapist.
It literally is. Bedside manner is a doctor's approach or attitude towards a patient. So it's
just
for the doctor.
Guys, okay. So instead of doing the secret word game, we should also do the like Scrabble word game where every episode we each have to bring a word and we have to use it.
Oh, good.
And we get smarter every episode.
Fun.
Alicia, I love that.
Yeah, I bet you
But do. I feel like I just wouldn't.
No,
just
wouldn't. Look at it. You are in bedside manner.
That's a normal episode for Zane.
I know. Okay, wait. So, yeah, anyway, she's gone. We don't want it to scar, but Molina and a spot on my
Molina
right here.
Oh yeah, I saw you got that off.
Yeah,
too.
They were worried about this one. I've had multiple removed for like.
I have an idea for you.
What
for? You should. No. I think you should do a whole photo shoot with Molina. Like put her in a dress.
Like take her places.
Like send her off. Send her off. Like you're free.
Wait,
girl, you're free. You're not like
Zane,
you're not
a little
stuck
boat,
with me.
Like a little.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's beautiful.
No. Wait. Put her in a bot. Message in a bottle. But Molina in a bottle and let it go on like a stranded island.
If you're finding this, the year is 2025. Mm-hmm. I have set.
Like what would Molina want? Like would she want to be stranded in the ocean?
Molina wants a burial and she wants us to all wear black and black veils and have a
Molina is not dead. She's thriving. She's just
stop killing her off.
No, she's free.
I picture her in like a frilly dress.
Yeah, I was thinking
a yellow
dress.
Okay.
And then maybe a hat with a ribbon.
Or maybe like a green to cancel out some of the red.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right.
Put some fucking whore lashes on her fucking
Not whore lashes, Zane.
Eyelashes. Sorry.
But yeah, that's been. Yeah.
I miss her.
I miss her too.
How long was
I don't
process?
Miss her on you it's because like I want what you want, but I just miss her being with us.
I know.
General.
No,
her presence
it's just.
Is,
I feel like
nice.
I need to live my life for Molina. We all need to live life for Molina.
I agree.
I can't wait to start saying like every week whenever you just catch an attitude like you've been really different since.
Ever
you've
since
been
that
so
mole
different.
Was
different.
Yeah. Ever since
you've
mole.
Been under the knife.
Was it like a one swift motion or like
a lot of
like
little.
A saw.
Oh, like a lot of like little
samurai sword.
Keep clean cut. Zane, just like
no, literally just scissors.
I wish I could have watched it. I really
I know.
Do.
Did they like numb it?
Yeah, they did a shot to numb it.
So did they numb the actual mole or they numbed around it?
I think like around it. But they're like, this might hurt.
Probably
and I was like
under it, I would assume.
I was like, I just got so much Botox, like I'll be fine. Yeah, like, I can't feel really, I was, I was like, it's fine.
Did they have to dig in a little bit?
No,
or
luckily
just
it was all on top.
That's
and
good. Sometimes they have to like cut in and yeah. leave like a dent.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah. I think that's why stuff. She was really happy because she was like, it also didn't bleed when we were cutting it, which is like a bad sign.
God, I wish that, I'd seen this.
Oh, when it bleeds, it's a bad
sign? Like if it bled a lot when she during it, she would be like, oh, that could scar really bad, but it didn't.
Oh,
so.
There was
a girl in our high school that had a mole removed and they had, it was a deep one and they didn't know that. I guess you don't really know until you like start.
Try to get it. Yeah, that one was
deep.
I
didn't know they didn't know how deep it is. They don't know until they start cutting it.
And then two, depending on if it was like a cancerous one,
then they have to go
they
back.
Have to go super super deep. Oh. Like my sister-in-law had like a spot removed and it ended up being like really they had to like go in like really oof. Really far to like get all of like the
yeah
bad
that's so
stuff.
That's why
like past
that
your
scar,
skin
that's why this scar was
in like
creating like almost like a hole
like a pocket yeah
fuck.
But that's good that it
go
was
go to the dermatologist and get checked. It's so annoying. I have so many moles. I hate them.
I want to get the ones on my nose off.
Mm. Wait, why?
I have tiny little like blood moles.
There's oh, like, are they the red like, ones? The strawberry, yeah. whatever? I hate
there's
those
like
two.
There's like three or four like
I've never right noticed.
On the I've never noticed either.
Do they,
it just it
they
looks like
it
pimples all the time on my nose. But it's
oh,
like, it's
you know, I have a white head here. And it looks like a fucking pimple, but it's not a pimple. It's just like
I also always forget because when I'm looking in the mirror, something's on one side, but I'm like, which side is it actually on me? You know what I mean? I'm like, wait, which side is it on me?
With mirrors too.
But I have, I thought it was a zit for the longest time, but then it was there for like a year, but it was a skin colored, or it's a skin colored mole. And then I'm like, damn it. Oh. It just looks like acne. I wish it was like colored.
I have a scar here from when I was a baby wearing a heart necklace. And I was running at the park and I fell into it.
Oh, the point.
The point fell right into my lip here and I still have the scar and they had to glue me back together.
Oh my God.
Me just trying to be a part of the community. Yeah.
Well, when I was.
Also, I have other news.
Oh, good, bad?
Good news.
Good news.
Removing the mole to another part.
No.
We're gluing it back.
No. I did have my last Invisalign appointment and they okayed me for
already?
A retainer. Yeah, yes. I'm fully done.
Nah, is the retainer so going fast. Up here?
No, it's they're just like these.
That was literally like great. 3 months.
Technically six, but thank you so much.
It went by so fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
For half of basically Unfiltered you had on Invisalign.
I know.
It feels like yesterday.
I know.
That's crazy.
So she's done.
I'm very proud of you too. It's hard to stick it through because it hurts.
Wait, from the moment, remember when you had it in and we were like talking about it? That was 6 months ago.
I started in December.
Wow.
And it's June.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It went by really fast.
That's insane.
Oh, wait. We've been doing basically Unfiltered. This show is just flying by.
It really, my mom has been here for a month. I swear to God, it feels like a week.
I think she just got here yesterday.
What's it's insane.
On? I feel like she should move. I think she'd like to.
I don't think she would like
to. I just have to say, I already texted you this. His mom is so cool. She's such a down very bitch. Sweet. She's so fun. She's so sweet. I love her.
Yeah. If you guys didn't watch it, she was on the last episode. So make sure to check that out if you haven't yet.
And if you haven't checked out the sponsorship that Zane and I did with the game, your mom was in it. Please go. Wait, they need to comment something. Please.
comment you came from this, basically Unfiltered.
Comment, where can I buy Zane's shirt? Because we know no one's commenting that.
Also, I have that one in black too. I could give it away.
Oh.
Maybe give it away to my Patreon subscriber.
Where did you buy that shirt?
I got it from Heath. What was that store that we went to for 200 video? I
mean, it was right on. It was
like
on
Melrose. It was like a. It wasn't a costume. It was a store where you like people go and shop for clothes.
Okay.
Like and it you wasn't thought, a costume
I'm gonna get
store.
It in both colors.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, I. That like one of those was Scott's, and the other one was worn by I think me.
Oh, he left it.
Yeah.
He was like, really, please.
I know. I made everybody because I didn't. I thought, like, in my head, I was like, I'm just going to sell this because I'm never going to wear these again. But they're all my clothes.
And look, here you are. You wore it again.
Wore it again.
Hey, really got his money's worth, handy. You know?
That whole cape. Remember that fucking cape? It's still in my house. It's somewhere.
Normalize wearing capes again.
I love a cape.
I think capes are cool.
Should we all wear capes next episode?
Yes. Yeah.
Find your cape.
What a cool piece of clothing that went out of style.
Yeah.
I would like to propose us doing like costume days here, like crazy hat day, crazy hair day, crazy cape day, like crazy sock day.
Like we're at work or like a school.
Yeah.
Like
you
we're
know
back
how
in
Fridays were like the fun days.
Yep.
Even though these are Thursdays,
we make it
Friday.
I like it.
I like the theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
What should we do next episode?
Oh, shit. Don't
crazy
do that.
Hair day.
Crazy hair day.
Oh,
perfect.
Really? This is all I got to do.
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay, wait, I want to do it for real. Like
next episode, crazy hair day.
Wait, let's perfect. Do it.
I like it.
Okay.
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 But like, I need help. Glitter.
You could do we'll extensions. Help you.
I need professional help.
No, we can help.
Well, technically someone has paid me to do their hair and makeup before.
So
I'm
professional
in
hair and makeup artist.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. That sounds good.
No, yeah. Remember, we could do all the whole bunch of little, the rubber bands. Like mm-hmm. You could do a lot of those.
I know what I'm going to do.
Or a wig.
I know. I got it. Mine. I got it.
Okay.
Got
oh my God. It. Yay.
I'm ready.
Cool.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for next week already.
Yeah. It's going to be a big week for
make
us.
Make sure to tune in. And also make sure to tune into our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We've got so many amazing videos on there. As soon as you sign up, you get access to absolutely everything we've ever posted.
Everything we've ever posted.
And you were throwing me off, baby.
I wasn't. No, I was just like.
Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
All for $10 a month. That's cheaper than a computer.
It's That's also cheaper than your phone. Car.
It's also cheaper than your suit.
It's cheaper than rent, Buki.
It's cheaper than meds.
It's cheaper than your root canal you're getting next week.
Wow. Anyways, love you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Mwah!
Peace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper? But brought us closer to it. Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.